Listening practice 3. You are Vivian Chan and you work for the Airport Authority Hong Kong. You are now interviewing a traveller in Terminal 1. Listen to the interview and complete the interview form below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Excuse me, my name is Vivian Chan and I work for the Airport Authority Hong Kong. We're trying to find out what travellers think of the facilities here. Would you mind if I asked you some questions?
Not at all. My flight has been delayed, so I have time.
You look very smartly dressed. Am I right in thinking that you are going on a business trip?
Well, thanks, but no, I'm not. I always dress smartly when I travel.
So you are heading off for a nice holiday somewhere?
I wish I were. Unfortunately, my aunt has just passed away. She lived in Paris, so I'm going to her funeral.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
That's okay. My aunt was 102 years old. She had a good life.
Well, I guess you've already answered my second question, which is about the length of your flight. Paris is quite a distance, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I'm used to flying long distances.
How often do you fly each year? Is it just 2 or 3 times a year?
Oh no, way more than that. I have to do a lot of travelling for my work. I reckon I do about 24 trips a year.
24 trips a year? So, on average, that's about 2 trips a month. That's a lot. And do you fly to Paris often?
No, not really. This is the first time in years, actually. I prefer Japan for my holidays, so I fly to Tokyo several times a year. I also go to Taipei for business quite often.
So you often fly to Tokyo and Taipei. Right. Now, what do you like most about this airport? I mean, the facilities, the layout, the design, that kind of thing.
Well, firstly, I really appreciate the free Wi-Fi. It always works, and it's fast.
That's good to hear.
Another thing that I really appreciate is the shower rooms, which are located on level 7. I think it's very thoughtful of the Airport Authority to put shower rooms inside the departure hall. I like to take a hot shower before I get on a long-haul flight.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let me ask you about the things you don't like now. What are the things that you think could be improved?
Well, I have to say that the food is overpriced. There are plenty of places to eat, but really, the prices are too high. A bowl of noodles costs $80. It's too expensive. Another thing is, there is no business center inside the departure hall. My flight has been delayed for several hours, so if there was a business center, I could have done a little work while I waited.
You're right. We'll have to do something about that. Finally, I would like you to compare the Hong Kong airport with the Taoyuan Airport in Taipei, which is the one you say you go to quite often for work. So, would you say the Taipei airport is better, worse, or about the same as the Hong Kong airport?
I think the Hong Kong airport is way better.
What makes our airport superior to the Taipei airport? Anything in particular?
I think the Hong Kong airport is more efficient.
More efficient. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Here's a souvenir for you.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's my pleasure.
That is the end of listening practice 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.